Exam file, page 176. Understand a recording. The impact of rapid obsolescence.
I think the issue of obsolescence is actually the least recognized and probably the toughest issue from a pure IT industry point of view, that rapid obsolescence and the constant improvement of better products as each year goes by is the thing that really makes the computer industry such an amazing industry, that you're always getting more and better products for the same amount of dollars, and therefore the industry moves forward. But that very dynamic is essentially very non-green. A lot of people are trying to think of various life cycle management processes to get a better handle on the obsolescence and the recycling and the return of various IT equipment. You know, today one Windows machine is very hard to tell from another, but we do have studies that show that consumers will tend to take into account if they think a firm happens to be more environmentally friendly than a competitor, and therefore having a reputation for being green is a good thing for commodity products vendors. That said, we still have a very long way to go. Businesses are certainly doing a better job there because they're organized to do it and have the large contracts. But at consumer level, where in fact the majority of personal computers are today, that's still a very disorganized space. And a lot of things are just still thrown out in the trash or in the local landfill. I think the issue of obsolescence is actually the least recognized and probably the toughest issue from a pure IT industry point of view, that rapid obsolescence and the constant improvement of better products as each year goes by is the thing that really makes the computer industry such an amazing industry, that you're always getting more and better products for the same amount of dollars, and therefore the industry moves forward. But that very dynamic is essentially very non-green. A lot of people are trying to think of various life cycle management processes to get a better handle on the obsolescence and the recycling and the return of various IT equipment. You know, today one Windows machine is very hard to tell from another, but we do have studies that show that consumers will tend to take into account if they think a firm happens to be more environmentally friendly than a competitor, and therefore having a reputation for being green is a good thing for commodity products vendors. That said, we still have a very long way to go. Businesses are certainly doing a better job there because they're organized to do it and have the large contracts. But at consumer level, where in fact the majority of personal computers are today, that's still a very disorganized space. And a lot of things are just still thrown out in the trash or in the local landfill. I think the issue of obsolescence is actually the least recognized and probably the toughest issue from a pure IT industry point of view, that rapid obsolescence and the constant improvement of better products as each year goes by is the thing that really makes the computer industry such an amazing industry, that you're always getting more and better products for the same amount of dollars, and therefore the industry moves forward. But that very dynamic is essentially very non-green. A lot of people are trying to think of various life cycle management processes to get a better handle on the obsolescence and the recycling and the return of various IT equipment. You know, today one Windows machine is very hard to tell from another, but we do have studies that show that consumers will tend to take into account if they think a firm happens to be more environmentally friendly than a competitor, and therefore having a reputation for being green is a good thing for commodity products vendors. That said, we still have a very long way to go. Businesses are certainly doing a better job there because they're organized to do it and have the large contracts. But at consumer level, where in fact the majority of personal computers are today, that's still a very disorganized space. And a lot of things are just still thrown out in the trash or in the local landfill.